Norma Garrett in those days was 52% owned by the Westland Group. It made numerous equipment for civil and military aircraft, including helicopters. Just a quick line, as I said, environmental control systems for civilian aircraft, hydraulic control systems for wing flaps and other hydraulics on civil and military aircraft, oxygen breathing equipment for military aircraft, ejector seats, electronic equipment for the Tornado. We back in the day had an electronic unit that would collect something like 13 million bits of data for the Tornado aircraft. You know, the aircraft could land before it was on the ground back at the military base, say, no, there was something wrong with the aircraft, take the software out, plug it into their computer and rectify the faults, and the plane would be back in the air again. With regards to Westland helicopters, we supply tie bars, which are a fitting which holds the rotor blade to the rotor head. We supplied numerous control valves within helicopters. Norman Air Garrett just about embraced every aspect of any plane flying, whether that be regional civilian aircraft, whether it be long-haul aircraft, military fighter jets from the Harrier and the Phantoms back in the day, through to the helicopters. So everything that Norman Air Garrett made, there would be test equipment to replicate what would happen to that equipment when it was fitted to an aircraft. Every product that left the factory would go through simulated flight. Even today, I still believe that the altitude chambers that we had there were, you know, Concorde in itself, back in the early 70s. A replica of Concorde was built inside the altitude chambers. And, you know, without leaving Yeovil, it was flying back and forward to New York every day of the week just to see what would happen to the equipment fitted on that aircraft.